It doesn't matter. They don't ask you how. They just ask you how many. And that's a good win, Dirk. You know, it was a long trip down there. We left on Tuesday, and it seemed like we'd been on the road for almost a month. So it's a good way to start the weekend.
It was. Final shots, 34-14. Michigan Tech 0-7 on the power play. UAH 1-1 on the man advantage. And that was really the only disappointment, I think, on the night, Coach, was that we lost the special teams battle pretty big.
Well, we did. You know, they scored the power play goal, and they had the shorthanded goal. And that's, I guess, one of the other keys I forgot to mention on the road, that you normally have to win the special teams battle to have success, especially on the road. So I thought our power play got better as the game wore on. We did some good things, had some good looks, just couldn't convert. Having said that, you know, we didn't have to kill many penalties, and I thought the one we did a pretty good job until the end. So, so it wasn't as critical, but they did get a shorthanded goal and power play goal, and that's all the scoring they did. And I'd rather play 5-on-5. I like our depth. You know, I thought, you know, even there's too many power plays for us, a lot of guys get out of sync. But what a great game by Alex Gillies, C.J. Ike, and Dylan Stame in that line. I thought they were just outstanding, and that's the kind of depth you need in the secondary scoring. Some nights your top guys, especially on the road, are going to get shut down. The other team is trying to shut down your top scorers and say, hey, these guys aren't going to beat us. We're going to force somebody else to beat us. And fortunately, we had those guys step up, and they were fantastic.
But they were. Let me ask you this, because you look at that line, Coach, and tremendous amount of speed. I mean, that line thrives on its speed, but is there a hidden amount of strength in there, especially with guys like Stamen? Because I look at him, I think, man, this guy really isn't going to be able to muck it up in the corners. Yet he goes in there against three guys and comes out with the puck.
Well, there's where you're a little mistaken, Dirk. No, he's pound for pound might be as strong as anybody on our team. So he, even though he's not big in stature, he's well built. He's put together the way you'd like a hockey player put together. I mean, he's strong.
And, I mean, he looks thicker
thick.
Off he's the thick. Ice than oh, he does on the ice for
he's,
some reason.
He's thick, yeah. Well, you get these guys, these bigger guys and all this equipment now, but you take him any time, and you know, because he's, as you see down along the boards, I mean, he's so shifty and quick, and then you put the strength in it, it's hard to contain a guy like that. And then CJ's stronger than you think, too. I mean, he's wiry for a guy who's not as big, but his speed is what CJ's game is built on, where Dylan, I think, has a little more oomph to him and, you know, a little bit stronger, and, you know, and he's, like I said, he's got to go about 190 pounds, so it's not like he's a lightweight yet by any means.
No.
And then Alex Gillies, he's just so cerebral and his skill level and his speed, and he's got – he might have the best hands on our team. I mean, he takes passes on his backhand. I mean, he's got an excellent set of hands and excellent vision, and he's just scratching the surface. I mean, he's just trying – he's still figuring it out. You know, he's got more to his game, and I'm just really excited about that because – you know, there's so much more there, but no, that line was outstanding all weekend.
All right, well, that's the end of the Friday night wrap-up. 4-2, the final in favor of Michigan Tech, and when we come back, we will talk about the Saturday night win for the Huskies. Get your question in from Coach Mel Pearson. It's DJ@themix93.com, and we'll ask those questions for you coming up later in the show. It's the Mel Pearson Show, continuing right after this on Mix 93.
Along with the 12 days of Christmas, the folks at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet celebrate the 12 packs of Christmas. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. 12 packs cans of Pepsi products, 2 for $8. Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Mountain Dew 20 ounces, 2 for $2.22. Stay Amped Up 32-ounce Powerades, only 10 for $10. Don't forget, for special holiday cheer, check out Bucko's Wine and Champagne Department. Keep things cool with Nice Ice, 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We wrapped up Friday night's games. We'll wrap up Saturday night's game down in Huntsville, Alabama, at Von Braun Center. And actually, a beautiful rink. I didn't really know. I had seen, obviously, video of the of Alabama Huntsville's home rink, but I thought it was a really nice rink. What were your thoughts on the building, Coach?
Yeah, nice building. Really nice building. Clean, very modern looking. Yeah, I like it. It's different. It's a little different on the inside, too, where there's not much in the end zones, but the sides are. But they've got some nice touches there. I like the little seats around down by the glass and whatnot. Yeah. And I know a bunch of our players, well, our whole team did, and as well as you and most of our staff went to the pro game Thursday night. They had a pro hockey game in there Thursday night where Jacob Johnstone and Kevin Janot, two former Huskies, played on Thursday night. So it was interesting to go see that game. They had a few more people there. They had about 3,500 people.
Yeah, 37-something.
37-something in the building. So, but there was some atmosphere in there, and it's not a bad little rink, actually, for hockey. I like the rink itself, yes.
I mean, really some good fan base for the Havoc, too, which I was a little surprised. I mean, it's Southern Professional League, and they get great fans. But, I mean, there were a lot of people with different kinds of jerseys on for the Havoc. And, of course, they were wearing special Thanksgiving jerseys, which I don't know if I'm too big of a fan of those Thanksgiving jerseys that they had on. But
no,
it was a fun game.
But yeah, no, and here it is on Thanksgiving Day, and they get 3,700 in there.
Right.
So, and I think, you know, their fans for the Huntsville games, they weren't as good, obviously, because of a couple reasons. Students weren't there, and then also you have the big Alabama-Auburn football game on Saturday, and it really, that place sort of just shuts down the town. I mean, everybody watches that game. But anyway, I was really impressed with the facilities and how they ran everything down there, and it'll only continue to get better. I know they're just – now that they're in their league in the WCHA, before that they really didn't have anything to cling on to, and now they do. And I went to their Blue Line Luncheon, as did you, and I was impressed with their turnout, actually, on Friday. You know, they had a good turnout, educated fans, asked good questions. So I think they're only going to grow that program, which is going to really be good for our league.
Let's go to Saturday night, Coach. We wanted a better start, and we got a better start. Tanner Carroll scores early in the game at the 3:39 mark.
Tanner Carroll driving to the net, scores! Tanner Carroll, with a great individual effort, went down, got up, and found the puck right on his stick, and he buried it. 1-0 Michigan Tech, 16:21 left to go in the period.
Now, was that part of a design play that broke down, but he was able to still make it and score? Why did that
happen? It was, yeah. They were running a faceoff play there, and actually Alex Patan took the faceoff, so trying to draw it back, and the puck laid there. And Tanner beat his guy. He got tripped, actually. Mm-hmm. And there was no call, but he stayed with it, got up, found the loose puck, and made no mistake, and we get off to a much better start than the night before. So it was good to see. But I thought we played much better on Saturday. I thought we had more jump. I thought we went after them. We're more aggressive. Obviously played with the lead all night. And that goal was a good goal to get us off to a good start.
And only one penalty in the first period, a power play for the Huskies that we did not score on. But it was, I guess, not – you know, our power play was struggling, so I guess we weren't too dissatisfied with the fact that we had a lot of 5-on-5.
Well, no, and I like the 5-on-5. But as you know, we had a couple of real good chances on the power play. Like, I don't know how Blake Pietola didn't put the one in. I think he thought he actually did score. But, just a little quirk there that they did not have video replay. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
They came to us, I forgot to mention that. They came to us before Friday's game and said someone had stolen their part of their equipment.
Oh, I knew that. Okay, I guess
didn't have video replay for Friday night, and then that's why I brought the referee over, I don't know if you know, just after that sequence, and said, do we have video replay tonight? Because they thought they would have it for Saturday. I just assumed they did, and no one told me otherwise. So, no, they came over and said, no, we don't have it again tonight. And Blake swears that puck went in the net. But we did some good things on that power play. I don't want to get too far off the question. So, unfortunately, we didn't score, but I thought we were much, much better on the power play.
And we didn't give them much of anything. 3 shots on goal only for the Chargers in that first period.
Yeah, we did. We outshot them, I think, 14-3, which to me is a much better period. We didn't have all the power plays we had the night before. We were skating better. I thought our team skated better, we're hungrier. We had a lot of travel. I think sometimes Friday, you have your bus legs. We got rid of them. And then Saturday, we looked fresher, actually, during the game. So I thought we had more players play better. I thought Blake Pietola actually really turned up his game, skated, and played strong. He had some outstanding chances in that game. So overall, I thought it was a much better game through the lineup.
And you moved people around. Blake Pietola went into the lineup as being on the Tyler Hayden line, but you moved him with Sturros and